Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. I bring greetings to bishops, pastors, church leaders, believers and non-believers living in Bungoma, Bungoma County, and Western Kenya who are listening to the Voice of Hope by radio. But I also want to bring greetings today to everyone that's listening on the internet to my radio program all over the world. Because God is opening up new doors. God is speaking by His Spirit. God is doing a new work around the world. And so as I speak to people in Bungoma, I'm praying for Bungoma. I'm praying for the churches in Bungoma. I'm praying that God will move by His Spirit in Bungoma. But also we need to understand that God is moving by His Spirit around the world. And so last week I talked about a new thing that God wants to do. And I want to look at the two scriptures we looked at last week. And you can always listen to my radio programs by going to my website, thevoiceofhopetoday.org, thevoiceofhopetoday.org. And I post all my radio messages on my website. So if you failed to hear my radio message last week on new things, you can listen to it by going to my website, voiceofhopetoday.org. But last week I talked about how God is wanting to do a new thing. And the two scriptures I looked at were first one were Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. It says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Will you not know it? I will even make a road in your wilderness and rivers in your desert." So Isaiah says, don't remember the past. Don't remember the hardships you've gone through. Don't remember all the difficult things. Don't remember how you did things in the past, because God wants to do a new thing. And he says, it's going to spring forth like a plant coming out of the ground. You're going to see it come forth. And when it comes forth, you're going to recognize it. And he says, I'm going to make a road in your wilderness. Roads means provision for the new thing. Rivers in your desert means life. God's going to bring provision and life to do the new thing he wants to do. He's not going to bring provision and life to do the old thing. He wants to bring provision and life to do the new thing that he's doing. Then the second verse we looked at was 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. And I encourage you to get a paper and write these scripture verses down so you can look at them later. But in 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10, it says, "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, even the deep things of God." So this new thing that God is doing is so new that eye hasn't seen it or ear heard. It's been something that God has never done before. It's a new thing God's going to do in the earth. And it's going to be revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. See, the new thing that God wants to do, he wants to reveal it to you by the Holy Spirit, but it can also only be accomplished by the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is the one God sent to do the work of God in the earth. And so to understand a new thing God is going to do, and God has already begun to do in the earth in preparation for the end time harvest and the return of Jesus Christ, we need to understand the Holy Spirit in our lives and the work of the Holy Spirit. So today I want to talk about the Holy Spirit and the work of the Holy Spirit. And to do that, I want to go back to the very beginning in Genesis. Everything that you see in the Bible begins in Genesis, the beginning of all things. And so we first see the Holy Spirit at work in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. And it says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light." So when God first created the earth, it was totally covered with water. There was no light at all. It was totally dark, totally, because there was no sun, moon, and stars. There was no light at all. So it says there that that darkness covered the earth. You know, it says even a deep darkness covered the face of the earth. And so Then the Holy Spirit began to hover over the earth. See, anytime God gets ready to do something, he begins with the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit began preparing the earth for creation. And so as the Spirit of God hovered over the earth, God spoke and there was light. And the light came by the power of the Holy Spirit. And as God spoke, life came. Plants came, animals came, birds came, fish came, and finally man was created. But all that began with the hovering of the Holy Spirit over the earth, because God's creative power is released in the earth by the Holy Spirit. And so God, I believe God is getting ready to do a new thing in the earth today, and I believe that he's preparing for a great end time harvest of souls and for the return of Jesus Christ and the establishment of the kingdom of God. And so I believe the Holy Spirit is hovering over the earth today. The Holy Spirit is preparing for the return of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is preparing for this end time harvest. And as the Holy Spirit hovers over the earth, light is going to be revealed. Light will come. The light of God will come to the earth by the Holy Spirit. Now, not everyone will receive the light, but the light will come. And the light is going to push back the darkness. Right now, we see the earth getting covered with darkness. Darkness is a symbol of sin and wickedness and evil. So we see all this evil growing in the world. The world grows more and more dark. See, when you remove the Holy Spirit, when you remove God from the earth, darkness comes. Because without the Holy Spirit and God, there is no light. Jesus is the source of light and life. People have turned away from God, so we see this growing darkness in the earth. And darkness is covering the earth. And sometimes as we look out over the world, we see things getting worse and worse, and we wonder what is going to happen. And sometimes people become fearful and discouraged by everything that's going on in the world today. But we shouldn't be discouraged, because the Spirit of God is hovering over the earth today. And God is preparing to bring light and life into the world today. And so that comes by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit wants to reveal to you and me what he's going to do in the earth. But to understand what God's going to do, we need to understand the Holy Spirit. So we see the Holy Spirit is the one who brings creation, brings change, brings light and life. Jesus is the light of the world, but the light is revealed to the world by the Holy Spirit. So to understand the Holy Spirit, we need to begin in the New Testament and see what Jesus says about the Holy Spirit in the gospel, because Jesus understands the Holy Spirit more than anybody else. So if you want to know about the Holy Spirit, you need to look what Jesus said about it. So in John chapter 16, verse 7, John 16, verse 7, Jesus told the disciples, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to my advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send him to you." So Jesus is telling the disciples, I have to go away so I can send the Helper. The Helper is the Holy Spirit. Jesus called the Holy Spirit the Helper, the one in Greek is Paraclete, the one who comes alongside to help us. So he said, I must go away that I may send the Helper so he can come to you. He says, I will send him to you. So Jesus does not refer to the Holy Spirit as some kind of force or power. He refers to the Holy Spirit as a person. I will send him to you. See, the Holy Spirit is not just some power. He is a person. Just like Jesus is a person and God the Father is a person, the Holy Spirit is a person. You just can't see him. So we'll talk more about the person of the Holy Spirit as we continue on talking about the Holy Spirit. But Jesus said, I'm going away to send you the Holy Spirit, and he will be your helper. So we need the help of the Holy Spirit to live out our Christian life. And the first work of the Holy Spirit we see in John chapter 3, verse 5 through 8. This is the first work of the Holy Spirit in every person's life. And Jesus said in John chapter 3, verse 5, he says, most assuredly I say to you, unless you are born of water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. So the first work of the Holy Spirit is the new birth. And we need to understand that Jesus came and he died on the cross to take away our sins. And so our sins are taken away by the blood of Jesus Christ. When you confess your sins, the Bible says if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sin and to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. So we are forgiven of sin by the blood of Jesus Christ. And so when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you need to come to Jesus, and maybe you haven't accepted Jesus as your Savior today, and you need to. And maybe you need to pray this prayer after me today, because the Holy Spirit cannot work in your life until you are born again of the Spirit of God. So let's just pray this prayer and ask Jesus to forgive us of our sins today so that the Holy Spirit can come and work in us. So Lord Jesus, just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you came to earth and that you died for my sins, and that you rose again to give me eternal life. Jesus, I come to you today, and I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. Cleanse me and make me new, and fill me with the Holy Spirit so I can walk out my Christian life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me by your blood and making me your child. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you truly prayed that prayer from your heart, by the blood of Jesus, you are totally forgiven of all your sins. All your sins are wiped away. The Bible says God doesn't even remember your sins anymore. They're gone because the sacrifice of Jesus Christ has taken away all your sins, has made you brand new. See, because sin separates us from God. And so we can't receive the Holy Spirit in our life if our life is full of sin, because the Holy Spirit is holy. But when Jesus forgives us of all our sins, it allows the Holy Spirit to come and live in us. And we call that the new birth. Jesus said, you must be born again of the Holy Spirit to enter the kingdom of God. So you confess your sin before God, and Jesus forgives you of your sin, and you become a new person in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That's 2 Corinthians 5:17. So when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, he forgives you of all your sins. You become clean. You become a new person in Christ Jesus. And the Holy Spirit comes and lives in you. You become born again of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, we saw, is the helper that Jesus sends to us. He's there to help us walk out our Christian life. And so now, if you're born again, it says if anyone is in Christ, if you're born again, you're in Christ. See, God doesn't see your sin because God sees Jesus Christ. See, if I have a small glass and I put it inside a big container, you don't see the glass anymore because it's inside the big container. If you're inside your house, I cannot see you because you're inside your house. And so when you're in Christ Jesus, God doesn't see your sin anymore. He sees Jesus Christ because you're in Christ. Now, that doesn't mean that you can continue to sin. No, your sins have been washed away, but God has given you the Holy Spirit, the helper, to help you overcome sin and live a victorious life. Because remember, sin robs you of your power. Sin robs you of your relationship with God. And your relationship with God is what enables you to walk in victory and newness of life. So he says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. So you may look at yourself and say, well, I've got all these problems. How am I a new creation? No, you're a new creation if your life is in Christ. And when you're in Christ, then the Holy Spirit begins to work in your life to make you a new person. You know, if I could give an illustration, if I would cover something that is old and ugly with a big cloth, and then while it's covered with cloth, I fix the thing that's broken and make it all new while it's covered with cloth. Sometimes when they make a building, they surround the building with a fence or a cloth so you can't see the building. And then they build a building, and then when it's all done, they take away the cloth and you see a brand new building. See, so we're in Christ because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Our sins are covered. God has covered us, taken away our sins. And now the Holy Spirit, while we're in Christ, can make us a new person. He can take the old person we used to be and make us new in Christ Jesus. And so if you've accepted Christ your Savior, you are born again of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God lives in you. And the Spirit of God we saw in John 16, verse 7, 8, is the Helper who's come to help you in your Christian life. And in Luke 17, verse 20, Jesus talked about the kingdom of God, that the kingdom of God is within you. And the kingdom of God is where Jesus rules and reigns. See, the kingdom of God is not in the world now. The kingdom of God is in every person who is born again and has the Holy Spirit. So God wants to move by His Spirit to empower the kingdom of God in you. Jesus said the kingdom of God doesn't come by observation. It's not over in this church or that church. It's not in this country or that country. No, the kingdom of God is in you because the King Jesus lives in you by the Holy Spirit. And so for God to do the work He wants to do today to bring His kingdom to earth, He first of all needs to bring His kingdom in you. And to do that, He does a creative work. Just like when the Holy Spirit hovered over the earth and created light and life. As the Holy Spirit is in you and the kingdom of God is in you, God is making a change in you and changing you from glory to glory into the image of Jesus Christ. In John chapter 14, verse 15 and 18, John 14, 15 and 18, Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he'll give you another helper that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him or knows him. But you know him, for he dwells in you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you." So Jesus says, if you love me, you're going to do what I ask you to do. And you don't do it by your own strength. He says, "I'm going to send the Helper, the Holy Spirit, who will live in you forever." And so the Spirit of truth, he abides in you and will be in you. When I get born again, when I became saved and accepted Jesus Christ, I made a decision to serve God with my whole life. And so I began to read the Word of God and began to do what God told me to do as I studied the Word, as I heard God teach me things, as I heard my pastor teach me things. And as I began to do it, the Holy Spirit began to help me do those things, because we can't do them all in our power. But we have to start the work. We have to start to make the effort to do what God asks us to. And as we make the effort, the Holy Spirit will enable us or empower us to do it. He is the Helper to help us walk out our Christian life. And the world doesn't know him. The world can't see him because the Holy Spirit lives in you and dwells in you. And so the only thing the world can see is the action that you do by the enablement of the Holy Spirit. You know, I like the story of David, because David is a good example of what the Holy Spirit will do in our lives. Now, we know David was a shepherd boy. He watched sheep. And then one day God told Samuel the prophet to go anoint the next king of Israel. And so Samuel went, by the leading of the Holy Spirit, went to David's home, and Samuel anointed David with oil. And in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13, it says, "Then Samuel took a horn of oil and anointed David in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So David was a shepherd. He took care of sheep. That's what he did. He wasn't educated in big schools. He wasn't he was a simple shepherd boy. But then one day God, because David's heart was after God and David loved God, God anointed David with the Holy Spirit. Samuel poured oil, which is a symbol of the Holy Spirit, on David. And it says, and the Spirit of the Lord came on David from that day forward. And so David, what did David do? Did he go out and become king overnight? Did he become somebody very important overnight? No. David went back to taking care of sheep. He was full of the Holy Spirit, but he went back to do what he was doing before, taking care of sheep. But while he took care of sheep, one day a lion came. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, David killed the lion with his bare hands. He had no sword. He had no knife. He had a staff and a sling. But it says he grabbed the lion by the beard and he killed the lion with his staff because the Spirit of the Lord empowered him to do it. Another time a bear came and tried to steal a sheep. And the Spirit of the Lord empowered David to kill the bear with his hands and his staff. When we're born again, the Holy Spirit comes and lives in you to help empower you to live the Christian life. He is a person. He's not some spiritual force. He is a person. David became filled with the Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him and dwelt in him. That's what it says. From that day forward, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David. And so, but David continued to be a shepherd. But as he was shepherding, there was time to time when he ran into a problem and ran into a challenge, and when this Holy Spirit that lived in David rise up in him and enable him to do something he could not do in his own power. And we all know the story of Goliath. David was still a shepherd boy. He may have been around 15 or 16 years old. And one day he goes to visit his brothers who are in the army, and the Philistines, the ones who are fighting against Israel, come. And they have this big giant of a man that is very tall, very powerful. And when he comes out, all the soldiers of Israel just ran away in fear because he was so big and powerful. And David came and he saw the giant come out big and powerful. But David was not afraid. Why? Because the Spirit of God that dwelt in him rose up in David and gave him courage. And David went against Goliath. And he killed this giant when no soldier could kill this giant. Even the king couldn't kill the giant. But David did because of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. See, sometimes we think the Holy Spirit is just for demonstrating in church or helping us in church. Know that Jesus said the Holy Spirit will live with you always, forever. He's with you every day. He's called the Helper. You know, the Holy Spirit lives in me. He is the Helper and helped me to do everything that I do. You know, I grew up in West Africa. I was born in Liberia, grew up in Guinea, West Africa. And I was kind of a shy boy. I wasn't very outgoing. I was kind of quiet. I did not do well in school. I was failing many of my classes in school because I didn't have any confidence. And I wasn't doing good in sports. And so life was not very good for me. But then when the Spirit of God came into me, the Spirit of God began to enable me, and from being the worst student in my class, I came to the top of my class. Why? Because the Holy Spirit helped me in my education. The Holy Spirit is the teacher. He not only teaches us the Word of God, He helps us understand things. You know, in John 14, 26 and 27, Jesus said, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father sent in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to you remembrance all things that I have said to you." So the Helper helps remember things that Jesus told us, but the Helper also remembers and helps us in all things. And so I became very successful in school because of the Holy Spirit. Helped me with my studies, gave me more confidence, helped me remember things that I couldn't remember before. I also excelled and became the starting team on my basketball team. Why? Because the Holy Spirit helped me with basketball, helped me in sports. The Holy Spirit helped me in every area of my life because the Holy Spirit is my helper. He walks with me every day. He enables me to do everything that I do. And, you know, when I went to Bible school, that Holy Spirit helped me to learn the Word of God. Now I'm a teacher of the Bible. The Holy Spirit helps me to teach the Bible. See, after I graduated from school, I went to work, and I worked as a construction person, and I advanced to be the leader of a whole construction team. In 3 years, I was a young man, I was 18 years old, but I became the leader of a whole team of construction people. Why? Because of the Holy Spirit helped me to succeed in construction. See, the Holy Spirit wants to make us successful in every area. See, Solomon became the wisest person in the world because of the Holy Spirit. Joseph became a successful worker and administrator in Egypt because of the Holy Spirit. Daniel became a great politician because of the Holy Spirit. Abraham became a prosperous herdsman taking care of animals because of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit wants to help you in every area of your life. He's just not somebody who does something in church. He just doesn't do spiritual things. He does those things. He helps us to worship God. He helps us to serve God. He helps us to walk right before God. But he helps us in every part of our life. You know, I talk to the Holy Spirit about everything. I ask for the Holy Spirit's help in everything. And so the Holy Spirit is the helper. In John 15, 26, Jesus said, "But when the helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me." And so I want to just tell you today that God wants to do a new thing. He wants to do a new thing in the world. He wants to do a new thing in your life. The kingdom of God is within you. Jesus, if you're born again and have the Spirit of God, King Jesus lives in you. You are the kingdom of God. And because of that, God wants to bless everything you do if you do it according to the Word of God and ask for the Holy Spirit to help you. See, the Holy Spirit is not going to help you do something wrong. He's going to help you do something right. So, Lord Jesus, I just come before you today, and I pray for every person. I know many people, Lord, listening to the Voice of Hope today are struggling with many issues in their life. But, Lord, if they are born again, if they're children of God, I pray they will learn to hear the voice of your Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, I pray that you'll help them in every area of their life. As they walk with you, Lord God, strengthen them. Help them to do what is right. Help them to make right decisions. Empower them today, Lord God. Strengthen them. Encourage them, Holy Spirit, because you are a helper that wants to help us in every area of our life. Lord, we just bless your name. We glorify your name. We magnify it today. In Jesus' name, amen. So, I want to continue this teaching on the Holy Spirit next week. You know, invite your friends to tune in next Sunday, listen to the Holy Spirit, or go to my website, thevoiceofhopetoday.org, and you can listen to all my messages on thevoiceofhopetoday.org. And may God bless you this week. May the Holy Spirit, the helper, walk with you and help you in every area of your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Hope to see you next Sunday on The Voice of Hope. God bless.